Welcome to Flix Talk 115. I see that we are slowly having people trickle down and joining our space. So we'll give it one or two more minutes and start. You know, this is an exciting month for the Flixverse, for the Web3 ecosystem at large, for the Cosmos ecosystem at large. You are witnessing multitudes of events happening in Dubai, and with a very difficult weather. Hopefully that improves, but so in tune for that, it has been sort of difficult coordinating and scheduling a guest in the space with everyone traveling, attending events. So this is an Omnifix special. We will be, of course, talking about all the developments that are taking place on different fronts in Omnifix. We'll be hearing from Super about upcoming quests, upcoming campaigns that are being done by Flix Fanatics. Of course, if you have not been active in a while, you wouldn't have missed the some of the activities taking with in synergies with StreamSwap, in synergies with Mad Scientist. I'm talking about the lab drop claim that took place on Omniflix Market. And we are also in line for another drop that was announced by Tinker Chain that is coming soon on Omniflix Market. So, The Flixverse and other projects in Cosmos, they're all lighting up. You can see Omniflix in the top 20 ranks for daily active users, and we plan to keep it growing. That's our so it's you, our users, who are super important for us. Do try out the apps and do let us know where you're finding it difficult, if you have any plans that we can help you with. I think that is the lowest minimum you can do to get started, be more participative in the Omniflix ecosystem. I would like to invite you, of course, and we'll see as more creators join. I think we can have them also join in and take the discussion forward. Meanwhile, I hope all of you, considering how hot the weather has been, at least in the East Asia, some part of the Middle East as well, you are taking care of yourself, also touching grass if you're in Dubai, hopefully touching sand, because there is of course water everywhere. So I hope that works out. Other than that, things have been pretty interesting. Super, what's going on your end? What are you participating in? What has the Fanatics been up to?
Sure. Hi, Jatin. Thank you for inviting me on the stage. And welcome, everyone, to Flix Talk 115. Yes, it seems we have few members today here because everyone is probably, in Dubai. And the weather is not very conducive probably right now. So what the Fanatics has been up to? Let's just go through some of the updates I have. We definitely, been looking forward to the main event, which will be coming soon, the FlixFest. And those who have been attending the spaces regularly would be aware that there is a big testnet coming in on Omniflix. That is going to happen soon. And all I can recommend is that probably, you know, go on our marketplace, go on our studio, use our dApps, use the DevNet or testnet that you have, testnet f4.omniflix.studio. Try certain interactive videos there, then come on the main Omniflix TV page, try interactive videos there. Let us know which what kind of interactions you like. Do you like more educational stuff, or do you like more funny gigs on interactive videos? Or do you like probably the creators who are launching on Omniflix Marketplace to give a trailer about the art which they are going to be launching in their collections? There are a lot of things planned, and soon in the next few weeks, you would see there are some major upgrades and major campaigns run by the fanatics for the Flix fam communities. So be active, because I can assure you that those who are going to be active would be getting the bigger piece of the rewards we have planned. Now, what we have been doing in the past week, and there are some new quests now added to Omniflix Zili Sprint. And this time, the top 25 would be earning 100 Flix tokens each end of the month. So make sure before others come and participate, since you're in the space, you have this opportunity to probably, you know, lead on the leadership board, come in the top 25. So make sure that you do come to Omniflix Zili account. And there are some simple quests added there, which you can complete in a matter of a minute and get those XP points. We also, if you know, I know that a lot of people are hearing about Lab Drop and Lab Mint, but what a lot of people are not aware is that the Flix Fanatics had a campaign run for the Lab Drop winners even before the actual Lab Drop happened, where we onboarded them and rewarded each of them with a Flix spam badge and one Flix token. And a lot of them claimed it, and some of them were even new to the Omniflix marketplace and Omniflix ecosystem. So claiming those one Flix token has, you know, helped them to even claim their lab draw, and some even use those lab tokens to mint and buy some NFTs on Omniflix marketplace. I was also active on the lab chats to understand about the feedback, and there were certain feedbacks which were given by them, and we would be probably, you know, integrating them in the marketplace, in the dApps. I've spoken to the dev team, and some of them, you know, would be there to make the user experience better. So definitely you can look forward to those too. And one change that the SubDAO did this week was that instead of a Sunday quiz, we had a special campaign where we rewarded the most active participants on our Telegram over the week with the Flix tokens. Okay. This week too. Sorry, Jatin, you're saying something?
No, I was just like, that's pretty cool.
Right. Yeah. So this week too. So basically what happened was, Jatin, that in the past few weeks when we were doing the quiz, some participants who have been active gave a feedback that they have been active over the week, but no other participants are coming just for a matter of a few minutes and getting those rewards. So we changed those, and now we have a different campaign every Monday, where you can be active throughout the week and the weekend. And on Monday, if you have been in the top 5 active participants, you would get some Flix tokens. And what we did with our updates is the update, weekly update, is your proof of participation NFT claim video, so which is already live now. That will have community update 98. You will see what all team has been up to, and you will realize that it's been really busy with all the updates and upgrades. And end of the video, it will ask you, this time it won't ask you, select the stupid phase, because I thought that that's getting a bit boring. So this is a proper question now. And the question is, which Omniflix app now has a revamped homepage? Yes, there is a revamped homepage on one of our Omniflix app. And since you guys are here, you will be probably the first to hear, and that is Omniflix TV, the same site where you will be going to claim your proof of participation NFT. Do check out the new homepage. Do check out the banner at the top of the homepage. And let us know how your experience has been in terms of visual appearance, in terms of user experience, and the overall. If there is any other feedback, let us know. We are available 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on Telegram, Discord, Twitter, whichever you prefer. Mm-hmm. So make sure that you go there. Experience the new revamped homepage of OmniFlix TV, and then select that option where in the interactive video, after you go through the community updates video format, and do share us if there is anything more you would like to see, because that's what basically, you know, as a fanatic, that's what I'm seeing of the team talking about. And that is about upgrading and upscaling the dApps. And soon you would probably even see a better version of the marketplace, a better version of the OmniFlix Studio. And there are a lot of updates looking forward. Last thing before I hand over the stage back to our host is, if you guys are aware, today is Wednesday, April 17th, and we will be looking forward to Bitcoin halving, of course. But do also look forward to some campaigns and activities happening on April 20th, which will be 1 year anniversary of our Flix token when it started to trade via StreamSolve. Look forward to those, and make sure that you're active, and make sure that you keep giving your feedback and suggestions or thoughts. And we are ready, always available to hear that, and see what we can do for you. Thank you.
That's pretty cool. Thank you for summing up everything there. And of course, for keeping the Flixon badge claiming from Twitter Space activation, like, you know, pretty interesting. Yes, OmniFlix TV just got a revamp. And I think as Super highlighted, I think really cool updates that have come. Some of them long overdue. We have got like feedback over some of those details from our users, which means a lot. So we would rather have, like, you know, an active base of users who can continue to help us improve our product than just, like, you know, see empty volumes. I think that, I mean, we would appreciate everything, but an active community, like, you know, it benefits both sides. Do check it out. I think for me, the routing between apps, I know a lot of people, especially LabDrop, was a good milestone in a cycle, I would say, where we got to get some interesting feedback from new sets of users who have just come to try OmniFlix Market, to gain their LabDrop, to explore StreamPay. And we got some good feedback about the thing, about our apps over there. So do try out OmniFlix TV, the revamped version. I think going in between apps when you want to create on OmniFlix TV, and how it redirects you to Studio in terms of dynamic OGs, which is basically your thumbnails appearing when you are, like, you know, sharing the links, or, like, you know, how they're loading. The loading has become faster. We did a node migration recently, so that has also improved the content experience, because it has to be viewed, like, different quality of content should also, like, basically download quickly on your system to be able to, not download per se, but, like, you know, to appear very easily on your system. So please don't mind my rice cooker going off in the background. For that appearing, I think a lot of these things are important for it to tie up properly, for it to be called a decentralized media platform, for it to be also an alternative to your YouTube. When you're talking about, we don't want people to discount on the video experience that they can have on TV. So a lot of small milestones, a lot of small updates that have been going on. It's really excited for that. The Flix crew, our co-founders, especially right now, are in Dubai, which is I would say core contributors.
No, I was just saying that since now the co-founders are not there, and probably, you know, even other Chetan and others are not there, is there any kind of alpha you would like to share with us what we should be looking forward this week. If there's anything interesting coming up this week, which probably even the fanatics can use and keep our community engaged.
Usually, for the dramatic reveal, I always bank on Sisla. Also because he has a better understanding of the timelines. But Omniflix will be getting integrated at a lot of places. We want to mark our anniversary, tying back to the narrative of Flix completing 1 year of being live. And one of the few tokens in Cosmos ecosystems that use token grant at such a scale. So we were in a way live before that also, but Flix being used as a denom that anniversary. So you want to tie that. There are a lot of activations, as you mentioned, from your end. I think I would keep the news dissipation of that side because the team is also there. Whatever is new being hatched, I would put it, I would let Sisla do the reveal.
No, I understand. Sure. Okay, I do understand that. But since we only had few people joining in today, I will probably let them have some advantage here. So guys, there are certain efforts I will share you, which I think I can, considering what is going on right now on our chats. And one of these is that if you would remember, there was a proposal a while back where we had spoken about getting listed on a centralized exchange. And there are a lot of community members who are still reaching out to us on our chats, asking about, is Flix going to be listed anywhere, or is it just going to be as is? So there are still conversations happening on that front. Regret the delay which has been happening versus what we had probably made you, some of you believe. But I can assure you that there are talks already on, there are already discussions happening about the validators, and very soon you will be seeing a proposal going up in regards to that. And then we would like to hear what the community thinks and feels about that. And according to the voting on our proposals, Flix, you would probably find Flix in a lot of places, not just certain centralized exchanges, but more decentralized exchanges too. In Cosmos, probably out of Cosmos. I even know that there is a team who is probably even working getting the Flix token liquid staking go live very soon. I'm going to keep the name right now under reveal, but this has all been happening. I'm not even sure if Jatin, you guys are aware, but are you aware about a project working on getting a Flix liquid staking live in probably very soon? Great. So that is happening too, and there will be a lot of things happening. I can assure you that if 2023 until 2024, right now, but once the token launched, it was all about building the infrastructure, and it will still continue. But rest assured that there are a lot of thoughts going in about how to keep the native token more liquid and more in the market. And that will also help the overall ecosystem and the project. And that will be then also complemented with better user experience on all our dApps, whether you are a creator, whether you are a collector, or whether you are just an OmniFlix fan. I can assure you there is something for everyone. Probably in a matter of weeks, not even, I won't say quarter two, quarter three, in a matter of weeks, a lot of things are going to happen, and there will be a lot of noise, right noises made. And I will request each one of you to do spread the word, help us let everyone know what's happening at OmniFlix. With your tweets, with your memes, with your posts, even on Reddit, maybe join the Reddit, join our Flix Fanatics Twitter account and OmniFlix Twitter account. Make sure that you are on the Discord, on the channels, on Telegram, have subscribed to the announcements, because yes, you would always see that there has been a lot of updates, but a lot of updates going forward would be based in regards to the not just the technical part, but even in terms of the user, the dApps, whether it's a token, a lot of things are happening.
Makes sense. No, I think I would say there we had this a blueprint or like an article that went live that is overall covering what will be happening each quarter. Of course, we want to exceed our expectations there, but two important things were A, the MMOEMM contracts, which is about video drops. So since we were busy with contributing to a lot of like other projects and, you know, the meetups, the engineering team's focus is also continued on making sure that we're making progress on this thing, because it's a distribution of videos that will be really important. We want to change publishing and distribution of content that way.
Okay.
So the progress is back on that front. The second part for Q2, since we are in 1 month into it, is also the focus on having media DAOs enabled, basically making sure that for monetization, for distribution, we have like media DAOs integrated on Omnifex Hub. How we got up to that and what important integrations from other chains, from other projects, I will leave that to you for right now. But that's coming really soon. And I think that part we are really excited about. Flix Fanatics by themselves are like, you know, an existing DAO that we have. A lot of our creators have their own DAOs that are in the making. So we really want to bring forward the media aspect of it and how they can structure it, how they can monetize that better. I think that's just one of the, like, you know, the next step that we have in terms of communities being able to not just use NFT and media, but also being able to, like, you know, structure that,
right,
it, use it for distribution, use it for ownership. Really important step.
Yeah, one of the DAOs I'm excited about is Flix Fanatics, that sub DAO. That is also going to be a DAO soon, and we will be probably an official community sub community DAO for OmniFlix. Which is definitely a big step for all Fanatics. Just probably being a bit biased, but there are a lot of DAOs coming in, and one of those, as I'm working on that personally, is Flix Fanatics DAO. So yeah, that will mean that there are more structured rewards given out to the community members, and there are more structured activities happening. Jatin, did you participate and was eligible for the lab drop?
I didn't win the raffle, so I'm I have participated in the thing, but I didn't take for the researcher NFT. Like, I from a different account, so I qualified.
I get it.
That was a doubt that a lot of users had. So but it was fun. The raffle thing, using NFTs, it's a first. Usually it's like, you know, you either have like whitelist access raffle or something, and that's usually not done with that interface. We do want to have people, I think Snails was another thing that where they had like the whitelist raffle using NFTs. So want more and more projects using that. Super, we have some space. I want to have them come here because I think a lot of developments from this side. We have recently, you know, Fight from Beds recently did UFC 300. Chris, if you're, I'm gonna send you a request if you're available. I'd love to hear how was the payout, how are the fights, what is the response. Fight from Beds also dropped an NFT that was free for anyone who I think, like, you know, participated. He put up a post, whoever commented, he dropped them an NFT. So you could get a stake in UFC 300, including the payout, for free. You just had to participate, which was, I think, a big thing. And I want to hear more about, if you can come up and share about Legend NFTs, that would be great. Also have a Hamster NFT. So I'm just going to send requests here to the creators. I saw a bunch of posts. If there's anyone who would like to come and share, I would love to have you here on space. But yeah, it's been pretty exciting. I personally have been taking part in Fight Farm Vets, this thing. It's good motivation to just like sort of keep track of this thing. Keep track of the fights to understand how. I think once you have skin in the game, and you have been on either ends of the participation, either winning or just for connecting, like, you know, good artwork. Especially because a lot of collab arts are there. So, like, you know, I got one that had women from Cosmos collection, which is pretty cool. So I personally haven't connected a collection, like an NFT from that collection, but because I was just thinking it's almost like having two artists part of the same artwork, which is really cool. And if you get the Chris, correct me if I'm wrong, but if you get one of those NFTs, like the one you had with Fight Farm Bets and Shahayek, you also get the artwork drop, right? Like for the featured artwork that's there. Do correct me if I'm wrong here. Yeah, Chris, you're wrong. Okay, it's showing muted, so I'm just gonna.
Hey guys, sorry, I was stuck in an elevator for a second. Okay. Can you hear me now?
I understand.
Good. Thanks for having me up. I was coming downstairs and I was kind of cutting in and out, but those that don't know me, my name is Chris. I'm the creator of Fight Farm Bets. We do NFTs pegged to MMA and UFC fights here on OmniFlix. We just had an event that was UFC 300 for people who are not MMA or UFC fans. Anytime they hit those milestone events, kind of like 100, 200, 300, they're usually really big events. So this time we actually went above and beyond on the collection. Rather than hosting the typical maybe one, two, or three fights, we did seven fights total. We kind of had a lackluster sales leading into that. I think maybe it was a little bit overwhelming for most people. They're used to seeing maybe one to two fights. That's usually two to four fighter NFTs, and this time you had 14. Of course, some of those were giveaways. Many of those were collabs. So overall, I would label it a success on the sales end. It was a little bit sluggish, but on a promotion end, it really did get our brand and our name out to a lot more people outside of OmniFlix and outside of the Cosmos. Had tons of requests for information, tons of follows, tons of DMs. So in that sense, it was a success, and I hope it brings more people over here to OmniFlix to participate not only in my collection, but also other OmniFlix collections. Participates in NFTs and Cosmos, IBC in general. So the payouts as far as IST, I believe we had $120 or $130 worth of IST total. Those were divvied up. We did have some special payouts that went to specific fights out of the seven. We also have a lab giveaway. I have not done the lab giveaway yet. We also have some shard tokens and some guppy tokens, and we have some NFTs to do a giveaway. So most of the actual rewards pool payouts have been sent and completed. For some reason, if you feel like you didn't get yours, feel free to send me a DM. I can double check your NFT address and see if I got the transaction for the payment. The lab giveaway should be done some point this week. The shark giveaway and guppy giveaways will also be done. Also have the collaboration that we did with Conspiracy Culture over on Stargaze. There will be three lucky winners of NFTs if you were on the winning side of that bet. So it was a pretty good event. We're already set up for May the 4th. That is UFC 301. We've scaled it back this time. We're only going to host two fights, so it's only four NFTs. One of them is a V2 for Headhunter. And the other ones are V1s. So if you're looking for a fresh entry to get started on the V1s, there's three options there for you. We also released the NFTs for UFC 303 with Conor McGregor and Michael Chandler. And I just did a post this morning. We will have our first V3 NFTs. It'll be the first time we've had a third NFT for a specific fighter in the collection. So a lot of good things coming up in the next probably 2 to 3 months. Check my Twitter. Follow me at Fight Farm Bets with a Z. Feel free to DM me with questions. And also, for those who don't know, Scott and Bella from the podcast are going to do a live stream You can catch their live streams here on X, Twitter, or on YouTube. And we just did an interview with them yesterday. Scott went in and tried out buying the NFTs on OmniFlix. For those that haven't heard Scott, he's been on this space before with Sissel and the team, discussing a lot of things about NFTs and about DPIN. So feel free to check us out. We're going to host an event. He said we're going to do a live stream to watch the fights and do some commentary and discuss the game Fight Farm throughout the fight.
Yeah, I actually had two questions just to understand Fight Farm bets, the corporations better. I mean, kudos on you joining. The space, I think, already happened, right? Yeah. So, by the way, big fan of the podcast. A really lovely format, the way they get to business and really experiment with all the chains projects that they're trying, gives really good feedback. I think, really love the content there. So, great, first of all. Wanted to know more about the V3 NFTs, what you mentioned. And second is, just for people who are in the space who want to go check out and buy some of the collab art that you do. For example, if you have the Shayek one, I think that was for UFC 298 or something. So if I've collected an NFT with a collab feature, this thing, do I also get the individual artwork for that dropped? Chris?
Yes, you actually do. And you know what? I'm going to throw up a quick pin to the top here. So let's see. So I put it up in the Nest. You can see it says UFC 301, May the 4th. Alexandre Pantoja, Headhunter versus Steve Eckerd, Australia. Mm-hmm. You'll notice that they have the backgrounds. And you're right. For UFC 298, we did a collaboration with Shayek. And whenever you purchase the Fight Farm NFT, we used her art as a background behind our fighters. And what we do is we airdrop you her standalone art from her separate collection, kind of as an additional piece. So whenever you buy the Fight Farm NFT, you get the gameplay NFT, and then you get the separate airdrop of her art, which you can flip it, you can keep it. It'll probably be good to hold it. We'll probably have some special airdrops for people who hold that secondary art going forward in the future, right? Maybe some other perks for this fight upcoming for May the 4th. They're actually listed right now. You can see the backgrounds there. It's from the same collection that we airdropped to on UFC 298. And the whole theme that she has is about kind of like love versus hate, or love versus pain, war versus peace. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much called Abstraction of Dualities. And it kind of pits up a fight or a war between two dualities. So every time she releases a Fight Farm NFT with me, her backgrounds are going to have a theme related to those dualities, and we'll probably try to find a way to build on that. But if you check out her work, she's a very excellent artist. She was kind of brought over to Cosmos and OmniFlix by Sandy Toes, and Sandy Toes is doing a big push to recruit artists from other chains to come to OmniFlix. So she was one of the first people that I met, and I wanted to work with her. So if you want to support her and support her work, definitely pick up these Fight Farm NFTs. Not only can you win crypto and play the game, but you'll be able to get the airdrop for standalone art. And actually, before I move on to the part about V1 and V2, do you have any other questions about that?
Mm-hmm. Can you repeat what? I mean, first of all, opening up questions for anyone in the space who has.
Yeah, I was going to say, before we move on to the question about V1, V2, did you have any more questions about the airdrop dart from?
No. I'm super clear on that. If anyone has any points on that. Yeah, so V3, how is that an evolution in, like?
Okay, so the way that we do Fight Farm is we mint our NFTs on demand. So whenever you have a fight come up, mm-hmm. and we list that NFT, we will mint as many as people will buy. As soon as you hit the date of the fight, we will cap that mint. So if it's a fighter's first time fighting and it's in being listed as a fight farm as one of our fights in the game, we'll mint a V1. We'll cap it. If they fight again 3 months later, 6 months later, we'll mint a V2. That'll be a new separate piece of art. It's the same character. It's pegged to the same fighter as far as the game goes, but the artwork's going to be different, so on and so forth. So every new fight, you get a new version, V1, V2, V3, V4. The more that you buy on the versions, you will earn more from the rewards pool. As far as the collectability of the versions, once DAOs are launched, you guys just spoke on launching the DAO. Once DAOs are launched, we will enable DAO gameplay and we will introduce our legend NFTs. The way the legends work is if you collect one of each version for a fighter in the future, when they leave the UFC or retire, you can burn those versions and mint a legend NFT and use the legend NFT inside of the game to steal rewards from other players. So when I say that we have the V3 coming out for this June fight, it'll be the first V3. That's what I'm talking about. You'll see V1, V2, V3. Sometimes you will see the V1.5, V2.5, V3.5. Mm-hmm. The .5 is the same as the regular version number. There's no difference between a V1 and a V1.5, other than the fact that the .5 indicates it is some sort of special card. Maybe it's a limited edition. Maybe it's a collab. But as far as version number goes and the ability to burn for a legend, the version numbers are the same. The .5 just signifies it's special.
Got it. Okay. So that's like another good guideline for someone to go collecting Fight Farm Bets NFTs on OmniFix Market, that they can also go for like which, like do they want to get involved in V3 or do they want to like, you know, sort of collect something from the OG collection as well?
Absolutely. You could collect multiples of a single version. Say you collected three or four V1s and you could hold them and earn more of a reward, then you could flip them on the secondary market. Because if players come in late and you hold multiples of a V1, of a V2, of a V3, there's the possibility in the future that a player comes in and his first card is a V5 or a V6, right? Well, if he wants to collect all of them to get them and burn them and make a legend NFT for that fighter, either just because he loves that fighter and he wants to collect it or he wants to use it in the game to steal rewards, there's going to be a pretty good push and possible push on the secondary market to collect these early versions, the V1s, V2s, V3s. So it's kind of like a built-in gamification on pushing you to collect multiples of each version so you can flip it on the secondary and earn more rewards. Hopefully that helps. Feel free to DM me if you guys have questions and check us out on that live stream on May the 4th. These are the type of conversations we will have repeatedly so we can educate our audience and educate our players.
Amazing. Please, people, do set reminders, check out Fight Farm Bets. I think if you have any questions, you can, of course, ping him. So we also have Chris from Gorham Concepts also here. I think it's so hi, Chris. How you been?
Oh, real good. Thanks for having me up. And that was a great interview you did on the podcast there with Scott and Bella. It's becoming one of my favorite podcasts, actually. It's a good show. Enjoy it. But I want to thank OmniFlix. I have the channel on there for the Corium Community DAO and Corium Concepts, my YouTube channel too. Have tried to get as much as I can up there, but time is very limited in my world. I still have a 9-to-5 here too. So, but it's been a great endeavor to take on, because the response I get on OmniFlix, even though I'm coming from the Corium community, is overwhelming. I want to thank everybody that's participated in the campaigns there and got the CAF NFTs. It totally blew my mind, the response from that. And You know, I don't think I get that response on releasing that in my own community. So it's amazing. So I just want to thank everybody for that. And I do have a couple questions. They're somewhat selfish. I apologize for that. But I've just started streaming on X simultaneously using StreamYard. I was just wondering if you could give me some insight if I'm going to be able to stream to OmniFlix at some time soon, because I really look forward to that.
Yeah, so definitely, as we are into decentralized media, the streaming tool is definitely in the works. So the part is about making it permissionless. That's the next thing that we want to solve before it being accessible by the public. Because if you see, we used to do this podcast, Conversations with Jack, that used to be hosted on OmniFlix. See, it was amplified by Spaces also, which was done using the infra that we have for live streaming. But to make it permissionless requires a few more pieces that we want to solve. This is something that's been requested by the podcast team as well. As well, I think Chris also from White Comets have mentioned this. So it's definitely we want to do. StreamYard is something that I understand it's very convenient, and you do want to go into completely using a decentralized media platform, but it's still in the works. How the timeline on that, I mean, that's something I would definitely want Sislak or maybe Inakov for us to share from our handle, so that people can also understand what's in the work and how far ahead are we in terms of solving that. But I definitely understand. We're also really excited to bring that product out.
Excellent. Well, I'm looking forward to it. And yeah, even if it's in a permissioned manner leading up to it, I'd love to take part in that as it develops, for sure. Second question, again, somewhat selfish here. Apologize to the others here, but I've approached the devs I have access to in my network about creating a relayer so that we can have OmniFlix on Corium on Pulsera DAX and be able to interact back and forth to the Corium network. So I was just wondering if there's anything OmniFlix may be willing to help me with that, or give me some guidance on what I can do to speed up that process, or if that's a good idea at all, in your opinion.
For publishing on OmniFlix TV?
No, just to enable the Flix token to travel to the Corium, you know, via IBC, and you know, then we've just created the bridge to the XRP ledger. So, you know, I just envision having OmniFlix on the XRPL in a liquidity pool, and then alternatively, maybe some coming, you know, just having it Flix token on the Pulsera network, even on the Corium blockchain.
Got it. Yeah, no, definitely worth checking out. I mean, Corium is really killing it when it comes to enterprise level blockchain. I mean, it meets all the criteria that are needed for adoption. So definitely like a really cool thing that we should offer. And we are into the business of media, so we want to collaborate with everyone irrespective of the chain. Corium, of course, has a great community. Whether we will have the channel, IBC channel live for that, is something that I will definitely check and get back to you. Because if we are right now having liquidity on only two platforms, Osmosis and Astroworld, it coming on XRP ecosystem apps, I think that is something I can check and tell you about. Like, you know, what's the timeline? If the channel is also not live, because that could create a lot of hiccups. So that's in the work. Python
bets,
we have a hands up.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that, because you have the ability to create your own token over on Pulsera, and we actually created one, the CBETS token. And one of the things we would need in order to move that token back and forth, especially inside of a DAO setting over here on OmniFlix, is to have that relayer. So I think Chris was more saying, not asking about, you know, you guys having the relay channel set up, but he is a validator over on Corium, was offering to build out that relayer. to be able to move traffic between Corrin and Flix. But did you say that that could cause hiccups as far as like if that relayer is up and running, it could cause issues elsewhere? Am I hearing that correctly?
Yeah, because a lot of, I'll have to check because like, for example, we recently had a prop for sort of bringing, like, you know, kicking alive the IBC channel for Armflix and Akash. So, yeah, have to check. Otherwise, like, you know, because of the relay issue, it could just cause a lot of hiccups in the transactions. So that is one thing I would want to check before, like, you know, moving it ahead. I think that's the best sort of I can explain right now. But really,
that makes sense. It sounds like Chris and those guys at Corrin would need to sit down and have a conversation with you guys on the back end to kind of like plan and schedule that out so it works for everyone involved.
Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely. Chris, I hope that sort of at least partially answers your question. Otherwise, I mean, it is something interesting. Definitely share it with the team and if you can get back to you with an answer.
No, I appreciate that. And it was more just to bring light to what I'm trying to achieve and, you know, just for the very reasons that Chris with Fight Farms was saying. So, yeah, I just love to work towards that in any way. Like I said, I'm not a dev. I have definitely spoke to the ones I have access to and they see a need and the potential there. But again, yeah, just kind of need a plan, I guess. So love to communicate more with you guys about that moving forward. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Chris. Also, thank you for being like such putting out content consistently on that. I think we have so many members in Flix community as well who are big supporters of the Corium chain. I think Articulate is also here in the space. So the space is definitely flourishing with people who are like, you know, great ambassadors of the project and like, you know, we've got fans here in the Omniflix community. So yeah, for sure. Are there any other creators in the space who'd like to come up and share something? Do let us know. Just coming back again on the CTA for you to claim your proof of participation, proof of presence NFT on Omniflix TV by Flix Fanatics is the question on the quest is for you to answer which app has recently got revamped. And the correct answer for that is on Flix TV. Please, you can use this to go and claim your NFT. You can also go on the revamped homepage of Flix TV and share any feedback you have in terms of the look and feel, if you have any thoughts on improving the UI, navigation, publishing, we're all yours. I think the last week has also seen some good collections also coming up. We, of course, had the Lab Drop NFTs and now the upcoming Tinker Drop NFTs that will be there on its market. So, like, you know, the lot of new users from another ecosystem trying that out, which was really cool. I think other than that, there were three collections that launched on its market. I think one was AI Creations and then I'm forgetting the name of the other one. Neon Dragon. Just a small like tip for all those people who are creating collections on this thing. Do tag your Twitter. We a lot of times would love to highlight creators who, like, you know, who have minted their collection on Omniflix. We want to give them a shout out through our creatives, through our weekly update. And a lot of times when the Twitter is not updated, it becomes difficult to do so. And credit where credit is due. So it's just like, you know, that will really help. So if you are planning to launch your channel on Omniflix TV, your collection on Omniflix Market, do add those details and help us help you. I think other than that, we have a lot of some consistent content coming up. Do check out Chronicles Vault, which is the collaborative by Sanitos and a group of a lot of Genesis creators from Omniflix and other creators from Iran, from the Web3 crypto space altogether. They're doing some really interesting work. They're also publishing their content very regularly on Vix TV. Chris also does a space with Sanitos, so he, you know, a lot of is interconnected. You can explore, collaborate with them, and also check out the good work that they're doing. Secret Network has also been super active, publishing their content on Vix TV. You can check out the series. There are other notable projects like Sentinel, Secret Network Africa, Notional, whose content libraries you can check out to know more about the projects. Ideally, our vision is that OmniFix TV also becomes the hub for people to publish, basically be able to maintain playlist of content so that it's, you know, a decentralized project is routing a content repository to a decentralized media platform for them to follow those things. You can check out the same way how you can check out OmniFix tutorials on how to use any of our apps on TV. We want that more and more projects are able to do that. More and more projects are able to set up their academy, like Akash EDU, like Chainboard Academy, for Agoric, that for people who haven't checked it out. So we want to become the de facto media hub in so many different patterns, so many different formats to really capture. So NFT is just a small and very exciting part of it, but it's a small piece in the bigger vision that we have for this. Super, any more thoughts that you would like to share before I conclude the space?
I think this has covered most of the things we had to discuss today. But I will just invite everyone, make sure that you do participate in our Claim Your Proof of Participation NFT in the next 3 hours. And we'll meet again next Wednesday at 2 p.m. UTC. So bring your friends along with you. And we will be joined by our team members and with some more updates.
Definitely, definitely. Want to do super special space with Sisla. I think want to set some... give some really good alphas and also set the stage for upcoming announcements. The coming week also the team will be in Dubai, so hopefully we'll be bringing you some really interesting updates about how OmniFix is doing in the Web3 stage, upcoming collaborations, maybe hint on some new spotlight that OmniFix has gotten in between the cosmos and other ecosystem. So yeah, that'll be great. Thank you for taking out the time. Thank you for tuning in. For the people in the space who shared their questions, shared their thoughts, Chris, we would love to get back to you about these updates. Thank you for taking out the time for joining us in this space. We'll see you next week, Wednesday, 2 p.m. UTC. We'll be ending the space in 3, 2, 1.
Nice.
I'm gonna tell you something. When the world starts to get really bad and these mugs out here robbing, you gonna love digital currency.
All these motherfuckers, they be running and gunning, and I'm all like, I'm sitting back just having fun in the sun, and then I'm like 1 out of 100, I'm just building abundance. The sum of everything we built during the last 100 upsets. You're getting salty, feeling faulty, you ain't no man. I keep robo here, grinning ear to ear, throwing up anarchy, smoking toiletries, spitting philosophies. Look at the dossier, we rack like geology. There's layers to this shit, like it's sedimentary. All these little onion peels getting torn off and buried. Imagine the smell, that shit is a vital experience. Without no and how you will not survive, period.
He's a fucking trip, man.
Jimmy, if you listen to this, right, you're getting absolutely fucking ripped to death, like on a scale system of life, you little troglodyte bastard. I hope you fucking listen, I hope you come to my house soon. I swear to God, man, I've got fucking loads of weapons and mad dogs, man. You're just a little laugh, man. Go on, fuck off, man. Do one, fuck off. Harmony. Me and the other one, do you looking for a fucking job? You fucking idiot. You've just been fucking at my desk. Fuck off.
try to change the course of the portion philosophy. I'm just here for the corporation sponsor lobotomy. Feels like I won the lottery, like I'm ghost in this pottery. Chill, Demi, boy, the shit's supposed to be haunting. If it wasn't, ain't no puzzle, you would try to train your muscle. Airdropping like a fatal hustle, but the pay is bustin'. Think of all the loss accrued just to pick up off the tricky custom. Not the year, all those sub-downs would make up for something. I guess it just goes to show, the fuck do I know? At least it's quiet over here, I like my little silo. It's better than watching them fight over how to divide my time between sitting at the desk and the ride home. Devs at Mickey D's, they leeching off that Wi-Fi. Zapdos and Moldy shipping more than five guys. Console open, waiting for the kamikaze. When the flash loans bang, they're feeling like paparazzi. Snapshot motherfuckers. We got layers, meteor, jawbreaker. We cracking a lot of craters. We rapping a lot of pay dirt, maxing out relayers. Imagine the smell, $5 wrench to your Darth Vader.
It's really funny to us at Binance that everyone here is talking about blockchain attack. We know who all the validators are. We know where they live. And we're going to their house. We're going with a wrench, a big wrench. And we will attack them with the wrench. And then we will take their validator node physically and put it in a truck and drive it to China.
Right, so this is an extension of the activities you performed on BTC, right? Funding and creating these massive Bitcoin mines, putting them in caves, putting them in factories that were abandoned in the past, and also using electromagnetic pulse bombs to detonate the USA and the other country mines, right? So you're now applying this strategy to Lunk in order to take over the chain, is that correct?
It's more simple. There's no EMP bomb. It's just a van of men in balaclava, and they have wrench. And they're taking the physical validators from people's houses. They are usually very fat, and they're usually in the shower with trying to wash their mice droppings off their clothes. So it's very simple. We just walk in and we take it. But if there is someone who is sitting at the computer or sleeping at the computer, we hit them with the wrench really, really hard. And then they say, stop. Don't do that again. And we say, that's okay. Just give us your validator node. And then they give it to us and we drive it to China.